The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
That's Al DiMeola right there from Jersey. Probably the greatest jazz cat working still, just screaming and working all around the world. Hey, Joe on the radio on AM 970, The Answer. We're live from Broadway House in Newark, New Jersey. Broadway House for Continuing Care. It is a spectacular facility. It's a hospital. It's a place where people come to where they can't go when they don't have the opportunity to go anywhere else. The hospital's anywhere else, and we'll tell you all about that. And we're so proud to be here in the hometown of my parents. And also proud to bring to the airwaves Joe DiGenova, former United States Attorney for the District of Columbia. Hey, Joe, good morning, and thanks for joining us at this early hour, 7:06 in New York, in my parents' hometown of Newark, New Jersey, Joey.
Oh, my gosh. I just, you know, I sat here listening to the intimate hour, and I was just enthralled. It was just like, it was like out of a good movie. The intimate hour. Boy.
And we just let it pour out, because I think, like, it's just a really, it's a, as we say, as you listen, it's the diehard folks that we are, that are part of this radio family, gathering around a virtual kitchen table every morning, Joe, you know, and we just let everything, how do you like, don't you think, though, we should have, and we'll get to the issues of the day, the rights, because we're right next to the cemetery where Alexander Hamilton is buried, and I think we should have that right, because we're at the radio station now for years. We should have the right to be buried in that cemetery. I'm just saying, Joe, you know.
I don't think there's any question about it. I mean, I think these issues sometimes are just self-evident. This is one of those self-evident issues.
You can't make it up. Hey, Joe, so the fact that Governor Cuomo, former Governor Cuomo's got to give back $5.1 million, that'll hold. You think that'll hold and he'll have to give back every cent, even though he gave some to charity, some here, some there, some in a trust? What are you thinking, Joe?
I don't know. It looks like it's a reasonable decision by this state ethics commission. First of all, as I understand it, he hasn't gotten the full $5.1 million. He hasn't received $3.5 yet. If I were the commission, I'd, you know, file an injunction with the publisher and saying you can't pay him. It's our money. Pay it to us, et cetera. But, you know, they've got a very good argument that he used state resources to write the book. And once you cross that line and you use public service for private gain by using state officials, I think the state has a legitimate interest in clawing back the old clawback provisions, the money that was earned. And, you know, he obviously gave the money to charity as a tax thing. He did that, you know, in order to make up for taxes. The things that went to the trust, that nothing like that is irreversible if it's illegal. So, you know, I give the state a 80% chance of success.
Wow. Yeah. And Joe, also, let me go jump to, if I may, to Mark Meadows, who seems like a decent fellow. I never met him, but now the House voted, of course, 222 to 208 to hold Mark Meadows in contempt of Congress. I want to talk to you about a variety of things in regards to that January 6th situation. You should have the right not to testify if you don't want to testify. Now they're making this a big thing, but there's a smash and grab. And to my friends in Chicago, Joe Perillo there's got a beautiful car dealership. They come in at noon. The House does nothing about that. There's no hearing, quote unquote, about that. But some people, some guy with horns walks through the Capitol. Now we got a major problem here. How will this end up with former Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, do you think, Joe?
Well, Mark Meadows has a very good argument. He filed a lawsuit finally to prevent his testimony. here's what he's going to argue. Number one, the executive privilege is a legitimate privilege. And for somebody who was the former chief of staff to the president of the United States, he is a person who singularly has the right to invoke executive privilege when the president asks him to do so. It's the president privilege, so the president asks him to invoke the privilege. Second argument, which is superb, and I'm surprised that they haven't argued it yet, but I think they will, which is that the January 6th committee is illegally constituted. Pelosi did not follow the rules of the House when she appointed members of the committee. It doesn't even have a full membership like it's supposed to. It doesn't have any Republicans that were appointed by the Republican leadership. She rejected the Republican members. So under the House rules, this is not a legitimate committee, and therefore they do not have the power to issue subpoenas. So I think what Meadows is going to argue is that this is not a legitimate committee under the House, and therefore no one is obligated to answer their subpoenas. I think that's going to be litigated in court. In addition, executive privilege has always been litigated first and then determined by a court before someone is held in criminal contempt. The House now, under Pelosi, ignores all those history and traditions of enforcement of executive privilege and is going right to criminal contempt. It's difficult to say whether or not Merrick Garland is going to indict Meadows, but he seems to be doing everything the Democrats in the House want. So I assume he's going to indict Meadows, but I got to tell you, this is a disgraceful abuse of prosecutorial power by this administration. They should all be ashamed of themselves, but it's pretty clear they're beyond shame. So we'll just have to see how this plays out. I think Meadows has great arguments, and so does Steve Bannon.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to grab some of that soundbite that you just said, Joe, because you make all the sense in the world, the power of Pelosi. By the way, I wonder, and I ask this, and objectively, no matter how you feel about January 6th, what did she know and when did she know it? Do you think she was aware of this? I mean, she's
all the tapes.
Yeah, all the videotapes. And why can't we see it?
When you take over the House, when you take over the House in 2022, God willing, the first thing you do is, you establish a special committee properly constituted. You subpoena the chief of police, the former chief of police, all the police officers those four phony police officers who testified. That was one of the worst performances by law enforcement officials I've ever seen. Mm. You get everybody up there and you start putting them under oath. You release all the videos, unless Pelosi doesn't have them destroyed before she leaves as speaker, if God willing the Democrats lose control of the House. But this will be a sign that the Republicans are serious. They have to investigate this thoroughly. They also have to investigate the way the defendants in the January 6th incident were treated by the court system. This pretrial detention for these offenses is absolutely outrageous. That the people, the way they were treated at the D.C. detention facility, this is what the Republicans have to investigate. This will be a test of their fortitude if God willing, they take back the House.
Yeah, my fear is too. You know, I keep quoting you, Joe, what you said, my friend, is like the way to do it is if they take the House back and then you can impeach the president, you can impeach the vice president, and then that leaves the speaker, which if it's Kevin McCarthy, no disrespect, but you kind of go, because I don't feel there's the guts. Look, I'm an independent, so I got no skin in the game on either side. I just think special interest is ruining the country, for crying out loud. But do the Republicans have the guts to do something like that? That's the question, Joe.
They better, because I think if they don't this time, this is their last chance. And then what's happening now in the country, there's this gnawing feeling that some people are disgusted with the Republicans because of the way they never step up to the plate the way the Democrats and use their power. That forces people to think about a third party. You can't do that, because if you do a third party, bingo, the Dems are in forever.
Hey, Joe, I got it. I want to be careful on this too, because is it legal that they're using the? I'm reading the Daily News here. Forgive me. The Post is the only one speaking the truth these days. But I have the Daily News in my hand, and it says it's talking about how Don Jr. wanted his dad to end the riot. And the question is, how are they finding these private texts? How are they priving these texts from these Fox News hosts?
Adam Schiff started this with his phony Intelligence Committee investigation in the impeachment of Trump. They subpoenaed the phone records of lawyers, politicians, fellow members of the committee. They subpoenaed the telephone records of Devin Nunes, Jim Jordan. They subpoenaed the telephone records of my wife, Victoria Tunson, Rudy Giuliani. Not only that, they published the text messages and the phone records in their report on this. The House of Representatives has never done this until the Pelosi regime. And now they're doing it in all of their committees. They are subpoenaing the text messages and phone records of private citizens. This is very ugly, and it shouldn't happen. But you know what? They've set a precedent, and as soon as the Republicans take over, they ought to subpoena the records in their investigations of every Democrat who comes down the pike.
It's illegal. Is it not illegal what they're doing? I mean,
no, it's legal. It's legal for them to do that. They have that authority under the rules of the House and federal law. They can issue a subpoena to, let's say, a phone carrier. And here's the worst part.
Yeah.
Because it's a subpoena, they send a special note with it that says you're not allowed to tell the subscriber. So that means you can't go to court to file a lawsuit against it to quash the subpoena because you don't even know the subpoena's been issued. So it's really sick stuff.
Who writes these laws? The politicians write these laws, right?
And, of course. Who do you think? And they claim that they have this power inherently, whether there's a rule or not. Now, see, I think that the Democrats are overreaching. And the Supreme Court has said in the past, during the 1950s, they said, look, Congress has vast power to investigate, but they don't have total power to investigate. And when you start investigating private citizens and records, that's when the courts start to intervene. Now, they haven't been very good about that lately. But I think if one of these cases gets to the Supreme Court, there are going to be limitations created on congressional committees. The Democrats are opening themselves up to court rulings ultimately by the Supreme Court, which I think could slap down congressional investigations.
It's interesting. It's the part, you know, I'm a former lifelong Democrat, blue dog, you know, out of Newark, where I broadcast from right now, Joe. And I tell you what, when I see that there is just what they're doing, and they're not giving the rights to the people, and they're overwhelming, and they're weaponizing the Department of Justice. It nauseates me. And these are the Democrats in power. They would. And you know, and you're witnessing that firsthand. I want to protect your privacy, Joe DeGeneva. But my goodness gracious, they're weaponizing the DOJ, and it's the Democrats.
Yep.
And when I was brought up, they were the party of the people. What the heck happened, Joe?
Well, they've gone to the dark side. When you look at somebody like Merrick Garland, who used to be a moderate judge on the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals, and you watch the way he's acting now, like he's just following orders. It's very scary, because what it means is ideology is running the department, not law. And that's scary. And what it means is when you look at the way they are going after people who have said things or investigated things about the Biden family, it's open warfare against any Republican or person who has said something about the Bidens or investigated the Bidens or said that they should be investigated. The department is being used to silence people and intimidate them and try to drain them dry by forcing them to hire lawyers and fight subpoenas and go broke in the process. This is very scary stuff. It's a reason the American people don't quite get this yet, because it hasn't gotten out there. But the truth is, what they're doing with the Department of Justice, and particularly with the Southern District of New York on behalf of the Biden family, is disgusting. What has happened to the investigation of Hunter Biden? Why aren't we hearing anything about that? We hear about all this other stuff involving Republicans and investigations. And you look at the Biden family and what they've done, and the China angle and the Russian angle and the money and the contracts and the foreign corporations with Hunter Biden. Nothing's happening. Nothing's being done. And to suggest to anybody in America today that that's regular order is nonsense. preferential treatment is being given to the Biden family by DOJ and by the FBI, and it's disgusting, and it's got to stop. And that's why these elections in 22 and 24 are so important. It's the only way to restore faith in our federal law enforcement system, because it's broken. It's really broken.
Joe DiGenova, kind enough to join us this early in the morning. And thanks for joining us for the intimate hour. We love it. You know, you could jump on the air.
I'm sitting here listening. I'm listening to you do all these commercials, and all I can think of is Arthur Godfrey. Sitting there and saying, God, it's Arthur Godfrey again. He eats these commercials. He loves them. He lives these commercials. It's incredible.
It's a great reference.
Are you going to fire Julius LaRosa, too?
Joe, where did Joe Somiglia falling over, man? We have a young producer who's so hip to everything you just said, man.
How are you?
Wait, get in a plane and fly around the Empire State Building.
It's not every show you can get a Julie LaRosa reference or an Arthur Godfrey reference.
Huh?
Thank you, Joe. God bless, man. Love to Victoria.
Merry
Christmas. Bon Natale, my friend. Thank you, Joe.
Bon Natale.
That's so funny. There you go, Joey. That was for you, man.
We were just talking about him last night with Jerry Crowley.
Hey, a great broadcaster. I remember even as a kid, just on the tail end of a guy named Arthur Godfrey. You're listening. You know who he was? He was like a legend on the air for like 50 years or something.
Oh,
crazy
yeah.
Like
long,
that.
Long career in television and radio.
Oh,
he was an icon.
Well, we know Debbie Duhaime. We'll go back to current day, 20 after 7 o'clock. And Debbie's on the road. Julie LaRosa.
Love it.
Hey, Kubade, next. Thank you. we got it. We are a hip radio show. Hey, Deb, how are you? You know, Colonel Douglas McGregor will join us momentarily.
Great.
We have a very substantive first hour here, 7 o'clock hour, going in to all the issues of the day. But Debbie's got you on the roads at AM, 970. The Answer. Thanks, Debbie.
Thanks, Joe. And you're moving okay right now over on Broadway, heading right out toward Broadway House in Newark. Traffic is slowing down on 21 South at Clay Street in Newark, getting down toward 280, 280 westbound slowing down, heading out toward the area of the Stickle Bridge. Let's see what's happening as you head to the inbound side of the GWB. A pretty tough ride, Joe. An hour to the upper level with an accident on that upper level under the apartments, about 20 to the lower level. The inbound side of the Lincoln, that's 30. Holland, about 40 minutes in as well. It's a gridlock alert day in the city. Allow that extra time. Let's go over to 71st Avenue at 161st. Get out through the Flushing, Fresh Meadows area. It's fire department activity. Throgs Neck Bridge has construction to watch for. Southern State Parkway westbound by Wantagh Avenue. Watch for an accident off on the shoulder and the sprain southbound. Getting out toward Route 100, some ongoing construction. Clouds today, high of 53. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. It can happen easily. A few drinks become a few too many. It's time to go and you think of calling for a ride home. Nah, what's the worst that can happen? You get pulled over? You lose your license? You total your car? You kill someone? Drive sober or get pulled over.
Hey, Joe on the radio, telling you about 2022 already. You believe it? Well, you could bring in the new year aboard the Atlantis yacht, enjoying a 360-degree view of Manhattan. This is Captain Fred. This is our buddy, and we love Captain Fred, and you will love the Atlantis. It is spectacular. It's got three levels to party on. You know, the main dining salon, lounge deck, sky deck. Guests have plenty of room to take in the iconic skyline and ring in the new year for maximum comfort and safety. The Atlantis will be redistricting, always politics with me, you know? Restricting the passenger count. So forget the crowded land-based venues. Celebrate with a style, fireworks, family, and fantastic views. When you go on to Atlantis, you go out and you leave the shore, and, you know, before you know it, you're right at the foot of Lady Liberty. And this is one of the most magnificent sights you will see. And Captain Fred will do that for you right on the Atlantis on New Year's Eve. So forget about it all being so crowded. By the way, their gold bar with a
festive New Year's Eve cocktails and live DJ entertainment, private assigned seating on the dining salon and lounge deck. It's we just have the best time. You can go to, again, I always fear you're driving, so please be careful. And remember, please, NewYorkCruises.com, NewYorkCruises.com. Or you can call 718-646-8083, 718-646-8083. Let's make 2022 a great year. Kick it off in style on board the Atlantis.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The Federal Reserve wraps up its meeting today and will offer its strategy to prevent higher inflation from being entrenched. J.P. Morgan is telling unvaccinated workers to stay home. It had been allowing unvaccinated staff in Manhattan offices if they were tested twice a week. Now New York is requiring masks in public indoor places unless vaccines are required. Zara's parent company, Inditex, is reporting stronger sales in the recent quarter and says business continues to improve. H&M is also continuing to see a strong recovery. Starbucks workers at two locations in Boston are moving to join a union. Workers at a store in Buffalo, New York, recently voted in favor of organizing. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
When Natalie was diagnosed with cancer, she took control of her health. When Natalie wanted to help other people with cancer, she became a doctor. When Natalie wanted to make quality care affordable, she became a researcher. When Natalie's patients needed innovative treatments, she found them. Conquer Cancer supports researchers like Dr. Natalie McKenzie, so we can conquer every cancer for every patient everywhere. Cancer research saves lives. Learn more at conquer.org. That's conquer.org.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or odyssey.com.
Joe on the radio. I want to tell you about my buddy Joey Falco, and then Colonel Douglas McGregor is going to join us. Hi. They're taking pictures. Oh, my gosh. Let me put some makeup on, please. Makeup! Oh, that's right. We don't have any. Not in the budget. Sorry. Joey Falco, Cynthia Falco, they own Rose City Jewelers, and they are my buddies, and they are our dear friends. And I love that Joey's father served in the Army in the Second World War in the Pacific. He was in the Pacific Theater. He came back, and after he came back, and they started Rose City Jewelers, but Joey joined his dad after finishing business school. You know what he did? He got a master's in gemology. And therein lies Rose City Jewelers for me. That's a he went to the Gemological Institute of America, New York, right? So when you go to Rose City Jewelers, it's not just like a jeweler, man. They have the rarest gemstones, blue and pink sapphires, Burmese ruby. I don't even know what these things are. That's how classy they are. But Joey's got them there. And he always told me, no, we're not a jeweler. We're gemologists. I went, wow. So I'm going to go over to Rose City Jewelers to One Waverly Place to go see Joey and Kat. Great people. You would love them. And if you could just remember Rose City Jewelers and then make a trip to a historic, beautiful town, Madison, New Jersey. That is the hometown of my great-grandfather. Came from Italy to Madison, New Jersey. Here's the number, okay? It's 973-377-2146. It's 973-377-2146. You ask for Joey. Say, I heard you on Joe Piscopo's show. Tell me about how you could put these computer designs set onto pure platinum, 18-karat settings. So you're going to love it. This is the ultimate gift, and you have found the place to get it, and it's called Rose City Jewelers. 973-377-2146.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Our hosts all look like GQ models. See them now at am970theanswer.com.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio, 728 right now. Colonel Douglas McGregor is a retired United States Army colonel, a former senior advisor to the Secretary of Defense. The books this man has written are spectacular. You got to check out Google, please, Colonel Douglas McGregor, and you'll get some vital reads. He's a senior fellow at the American Conservative. Colonel, welcome back to the show, sir. Great to have you with us always.
Thanks, Joe.
The Ukraine, Colonel, I don't know where to go. You have a better instinct than all of us on this regard. Watching Joe Biden with Vladimir Putin, was just it wasn't easy to watch as a lover of this country. But does Putin go ahead and put those troops into the Ukraine, sir, or has he started already?
No, but I think he probably will act later in January. And what most Americans don't know is that about a third of the population of Ukraine or more is actually Russian and not Ukrainian. They speak Russian, and the areas that he's interested in going into are areas where the population is overwhelmingly Russian-speaking and ethnically Russian.
Yeah, so he feels like it's his, and it looks your feel. And you have a great instinct on this, Colonel, and we are always so honored to have you with us. And certainly we thank you for your service to this country. But Colonel Doug, they're going in. That's what you're going to see. And the second question, of course, is what does this president do about it, if anything?
Well, I don't think he's going to do anything. But therein is the problem. I mean, you've got a military establishment that now fights climate change, makes war on white supremacy, and is populated with gender advisors and God knows what else. It's not ready to fight anybody. It's falling apart, particularly the Army and the Marines. We have nothing really to put on the ground against the Russians in Eastern Europe. And the Russians are armed to the teeth. They have an excellent force. They have no questions in their minds about what their military exists to do, which is to defend the interests of Russia. And so we're in a very difficult position. Our friend President Biden has, written checks that he can't cash.
Yeah, we were talking about energy dependence too. Handing off, that Nord Stream pipeline to Putin. That's a national security issue we've been talking about. That's true when we say that. Yes, Colonel?
No, look. First of all, we have to understand the Germans and the others in Central Europe, Austrians, Czechs, Dutch, Belgians, are all part of the clientele that want to buy the liquefied natural gas. Hmm. They're, for the most part, trying to wean themselves off of nuclear power. The only way to do that is with liquefied natural gas. They don't feel threatened by the Russians. And, you know, as President Trump kept saying repeatedly, and no one would listen to him when he was in office in Washington, if the people that are living there don't feel threatened by the Russians and they're willing to do business, then why do we have all these troops on the ground in Europe to defend Europe?
Hmm. And which leads me to this question. What does the United States stand to gain by protecting Ukraine?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. There's no strategic advantage to getting in a fight with the Russians. I mean, everybody knows that you don't fight someone on their doorstep. You know, I grew up in North Philadelphia. You know, if you were going to get into a fight with somebody, you didn't go to their neighborhood where they had all of their friends and pick a fight. You know, if you were going to fight somebody, you wanted to do it on your turf. You wanted to do it in terms that favored you. You weren't stupid. So the notion of fighting a war with the Russians right there on their border is sheer lunacy. Yet that's exactly what Biden and his friends have been talking about. And I think they finally figured out when they sat down with Field Marshal Milley and the other great men that are climate change warriors and gender advisors, and they discovered, gee, I guess we really can't get any forces there to do much. And if we did, we'd get clobbered. It's about that simple.
You didn't go to Alany High School in North Philly, did you? What high school did you go to, if I may ask, Colonel?
Now you're getting personal. You know?
I'm dying to.
I don't know if I want to divulge that information.
Understood,
you're gonna destroy my image.
I don't know if I'd mess with you on the streets of Philly, though, man. Let me tell you that, Colonel. I don't think I would, because I know I have dear friends and we know that area all too well. Onto the great career that you have had and that you maintain on the radio and television, which we appreciate, because I'm looking here, the threats of nuclear weapons from Vladimir Putin. Is indeed that a threat? Or should we not even address that, Colonel McGregor?
I think, it's not a question of should we address it. We've got a substantial nuclear arsenal, so do the Russians. And increasingly, the Chinese have an arsenal. I think we've reached the point where we all understand that if you use a nuclear weapon, you're inevitably going to escalate to the strategic level, and you're going to put the existence of civilization on this planet at risk. I think we need to come to terms with something. you know, Russia is not the Soviet Union. Russia is Russia. This is an Orthodox Christian country with an ancient culture. If anything, it has much more in common with Tsarist Russia than it does with the Soviet Union. And Putin is in many ways the contemporary equivalent of a czar. And he's acting in what he thinks is the best interest of his country. But Putin is not seeking war with us. And he certainly isn't going to advance into the heartland of Ukraine, where he's got about 20, 25 million Ukrainians, real Ukrainians, speak Ukrainian, culturally, ethnically Ukrainian, are going to fight like hell. He's simply interested in those areas where the Russians live, where he thinks they've been mistreated. And he has a case. There's no question about that. But instead of trying to bully Putin on his doorstep, we would benefit from listening to what he has to say. And no one in Washington seems to want to listen to anybody but themselves.
And that same regard, we'll let you go, Colonel. We appreciate your valuable time this early in the morning, sir. But the same regards go with President Xi in China. You could deal with them in the same way.
Well, I certainly wouldn't fight with them on their coastal waters. You know, I mean, that's a dumb idea. I don't see any Chinese or Russian armies massing to invade anybody. Certainly not down in China and certainly in Southeast Asia. And I certainly don't see the Russians going anywhere but where there are other Russians right now in Ukraine. That's not to say that I think this is a great idea, but I think we can understand what's happening. And again, at some point, you have to listen to people. You have to treat their interests in areas next to their country as legitimate. We have legitimate interests in Mexico. If large numbers of Russians and Chinese showed up in Mexico, what would we do?
Yeah, the ghost of Ukraine's future is an article in the National Interest by Colonel McGregor. And we appreciate you taking the time. And one day, maybe, as I always hope, Colonel McGregor, I'll come down to see you. We will have a drink of sorts, and then you could tell me about the history of North Philadelphia and your childhood. I would love to hear that. And forgive me for
Single malt scotch. Get it.
You got it.
We'll talk.
Duly noted, Colonel. Thank you, sir. Colonel Douglas McGregor. Thank you so much. Colonel Douglas McGregor. He walking up to Colonel McGregor on the streets of Philly, man. Some of my best friends are from that whole area down there. I'm dying to find out what the Colonel's childhood was like. Forgive me. Colonel Douglas McGregor and the Ghost of Ukraine's Future is the article that he wrote that is a must read. Hey, you know, we got a busy, busy day. James Gonzalez is going to join us. He's the CEO. We're broadcasting live from Newark, New Jersey at Broadway House for Continuing Care. This is where, in my opinion, they do God's work. And it's so vital that we are here. I'm so proud that we are here because other radio stations, we're talking politics, and we're getting into it this morning. But, you know, this is what it's all about right here at the Broadway House. And James Gonzalez will join us momentarily. Right now, Al's right next to me, a step or so away. There you are, Albert. He's got the headline news right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
34 degrees at 7:36. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Unvaccinated employees at J.P. Morgan and Chase will be banned from the company's Manhattan offices. The bank has 9 offices in the city, which will now relax their mask requirements because of the new measure. Company officials say there are very high employee vaccination rates, and it seemed unfair to make unvaccinated staff mask up. According to the New York Post, the bank is still urging those who are unvaccinated to get the shot. Newark Mayor Ross Baraka is defending the city's decision to require groups that feed the homeless to have permits. Baraka says the latest measure leaves the impression that Newark is insensitive to the needs of fellow residents, but argues it is actually very important. The requirement will help the city efficiently track a source of food if people fall ill, while also assisting in monitoring the overall health and wellness of residents. By granting permits, the city will be able to decentralize food services and making sure they're working with the 23 homeless shelters and 55 food pantries throughout the city of Newark. In sports, Nets pick up their third straight win, this time over the Raptors, 131-129 in overtime. Knicks' losing streak is up to 4 games now after falling to the Golden State Warriors, 105-96. Devils lost their third straight. They were blown out by the Flyers, 6-1. Islanders knocked off by the Red Wings, 2-1, and the Rangers doubled up by the Avalanche by the final of 4-2. This sports report is brought to you by Relief Factor. Get pain-free today. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. The inbound George Washington Bridge, it's an hour into the upper level with an accident cleared on the upper level. Still waiting about 30 minutes into the lower level. The inbound Lincoln 35, Holland 35 to 40. 280 westbound slowing down by exit 15 in Newark with an accident. Moving okay on Broadway at Broadway House in Newark. If you're heading over there, let's see what's happening as you take a ride over to the Garden State Parkway. Busy northbound heading up through 135, 18 southbound in East Brunswick. An accident by Old Bridge Turnpike. We're still seeing delays on the Cross Bronx West, Bruckner out toward 3rd. 71st Avenue at 161st Street, getting out toward Fresh Meadows, closed with fire department activity. Sponsored by Mattress Firm. Hurry into Mattress Firm's year-end sale. Get a king bed for a queen price or a queen bed for a twin price and save up to $500 on select mattresses from Sealy, Serta, Sleepy's, and more. Plus, get a free adjustable base with qualifying purchase. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio, James Gonzalez standing by. We're at the Broadway House. I just want to tell you about Relief Factor because I love getting you out of pain, and I think I can get you out of pain. And the way to do that is to go to ReliefFactor.com, and you get the three-week quick start for only $19.95. And I'm so pumped up still from my trip out west and when we did the new Relief Factor commercials, you know. And I just cannot tell you how effective it's been for me, because I can't make a clinical claim here, you know. You're not supposed to say, this works. I say, it works for me, okay? Clear enough? And I think it will work for you, though. How do we find that out, Joe? You order the three-week quick start. It's only $19.95. You go to ReliefFactor.com, or you can call 800-4-RELIEF. You will love the folks at Relief Factor. They really care about one thing, getting you out of pain. It's 100% drug-free, please. So hundreds of thousands have tried it. About 70% go on to order more. Please try the three-week quick start. You can go to ReliefFactor.com, call 800-4-RELIEF or ReliefFactor.com.
'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the place, everyone had such a smile on their face. Mortgage or rent had been paid for all next year. 'Twas the Christmas Mortgage Miracle Sweepstakes that brought so much cheer. You too can enter before it drops out of sight. Enter one, enter all, and to all a good night.
Go to AM970TheAnswer.com and click on the Christmas Mortgage Miracle banner to enter. Enter once per day. Christmas Mortgage Miracle, sponsored by Holland Christian Home.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Katzimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion-dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8 on AM 970. The Answer.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio telling you about Tunnel to Towers. I am proud to be on this radio station. I'm proud to be the host of this Joe Piscopo show with Joe Sebelia and Albert and Cara and Debbie. Tom next to me, Matt in the studio, Charlie answering the phones. We have a great team here. You know why? We're at the Broadway House for Continuing Care. We're going to talk to the CEO, James Gonzalez, in a moment. And he has done so many wonderful things here in the hometown of my parents, Newark, New Jersey. And then I look and I see in front of me, Al brought over, Joe, we got to tell everybody about Tunnel to Towers and how proud I am to know the Siller family in the name of Stephen Siller lost his life in 2001 on September 11th in the South Tower, watching Frank Siller walk 537 miles, you know, from down in the Pentagon to Shanksville onto Ground Zero. I am so filled with patriotism, with love of country, and with giving back to others, kindness to others, especially at this time. So we invite you to help out the heroes who have put their lives on the line. Some have not come home. Some have been catastrophically injured. The Tunnel to Towers Season of Hope runs from Thanksgiving to New Year's Eve. And at least one mortgage-free home a day is being given away for 37 days to honor America's greatest heroes. This is bipartisan. This is all about America. This is the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Please do good in their honor. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org, please. T, the number 2, and then T.org. And God bless you for helping out the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Today's Newark trivia question is sponsored by Broadway House for Continuing Care, nationally recognized long-term care for those with HIV, AIDS, and other acute conditions. Learn more at BroadwayHouse.org.
And moving to James Gonzalez, right across from me. James, welcome. Great to have you here, sir, to CEO. And the girls are here. You have a press contingency that follows you around like the rock star that you are, sir. But now we're going to do a trivia question. Girls, you're going to jump in? You're going to help me out? We got Newark trivia. No, you'll know this. I know you'll know this. It's because for the entire month of December, AM 970, The Answer and the Piscopo Show are spotlighting the city of Newark, New Jersey, hometown of my parents. First caller with the correct answer will get a $50 gift card from Calandra's, please. The greatest bread in the world. Come on. Three bakeries. Just starting right here in Newark, not far from where I'm speaking to you from, on Bloomfield Avenue, Fairfield, New Jersey. How about Calandra's Village in Caldwell, New Jersey? Spectacular Calandra's. And Kristen's Calandra's is going to join us momentarily. Don't forget, all breads are handmade with only four ingredients at Calandra's. No preservatives. And they are now in 500 supermarkets, delis, and restaurants in the tri-state area. So if you get the correct answer, you get a $50 gift card from Calandra's. All right, here's the question. You ready? You ready? Lisa, you ready? You good? Okay, here we go. You know this. Jim, you know this. What park is home to the largest and most diverse collection of cherry blossom trees in the nation, even more than Washington, D.C.? Don't say anything because it's a giveaway for those of us who love Newark. All right? What park is home to the largest and most diverse collection of cherry blossom trees in the nation, even more than Washington, D.C.? You call 877-970-2999 with the correct answer. You get a $50 gift card from Calandra's. It's family-owned and operated since 1962, originating right here in Newark, New Jersey. Three bakeries, but now in 500 supermarkets, delis, and restaurants all across the tri-state area. Calandra's. 877-970-2999. Good luck. Hey, see, now the gentleman across from me, he's got the eyes like Frank Sinatra. He got eyes like Frank Sinatra. When the first thing I met him, I went, and I'll be Frank Sinatra. Frank Sinatra's my hero, yeah, like my dad. And, you know, my pop had the same kind of eyes. So we called him and renamed him Jimmy Blue Eyes. But you're such a – I got to admit, James Gonzalez, you're a distinguished individual, has done so much for this, giving back to people. And like I've never seen with your beautiful staff here at the Broadway House. So do they still say, hey, Jimmy Blue Eyes now?
Some do. Some do. I know that my wife doesn't call me that. She calls me a lot of other things except not for that.
Or your staff has a due respect, sir. May I address you with the Piscopo nickname, you know? James, God bless you for what you're doing, man. I tell you what, you're a good guy. I know you. We've gotten to know each other a little bit. And there's a soft part in my body, you know, a sweet spot that wants to help others. You know, leading, well, I always give credit to the man that enlightened me, Mr. Raymond Chambers. There's so many great folks, Sal Divino, Larry Paragano. I can remember Vic Richel. These are great men in my life who have enlightened me to give back to others. You lead the way. You blaze the path here at Broadway House. Tell us about the Broadway House for Continuing
Well,
Care.
Joe, it's great to have you back and the entire team from AM 970 because we appreciate your kind words for this great organization. I mean, it's hard to believe that, you know, the end of the year is coming forward, and, you know, we're very grateful for, I'm very, very grateful for this terrific staff that we have here, caring for the folks that we care for, and with great compassion and dignity. And so we, you know, we focus on moving forward to 2022. And, you know, unfortunately, yesterday we had a statewide call with the state health commissioner, Judy Persichelli. And, you know, we're tracking, she's tracking the COVID-19 infections throughout the nursing homes. And unfortunately, you know, I mean, although we are focused on vaccinating, you know, our entire team here, and thank God we've got our staff members fully vaccinated with our residents. But across the state, the vaccines, the primary vaccines, are waning in terms of their efficacy. And so the push now is to get everyone boosted. And I think today she's putting out a great effort based at University Hospital today to encourage everyone, because clearly there's an outbreak in many nursing homes of COVID right now, of COVID-19. And so we're going to be focusing on that very, very carefully.
Is this Omicron, or is it just regular COVID?
There are very few cases of Omicron in the state of New Jersey at this point in time. But continuing is the Delta. And then continuing is, you know, there's some breakthrough cases folks that have been vaccinated, even one or two been boosted, and they're still coming forward. So we have to remain diligent and make sure that the safety of our residents is always paramount.
Yeah, you've done great here. I don't know how you do it because we were here and I walked through. So just as so you know, as you listen, James Gonzalez, CEO and president of a Broadway House for Continuing Care. We're in a multi-purpose room here is where we're broadcasting from. And this is architecturally one of the prettiest, beautiful buildings that you will ever see. It was the high school, you said.
Originally it was the corporate headquarters of the Mutual Benefit Life Insurance Company.
Oh, that's right.
Built in 1921.
Wow, man.
And then in the 50s, they moved downtown to the Broad Street.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Which is now the IDT building.
Yeah, which is still great. Yeah,
yes,
still
that's right. That's
beautiful.
Right. And then the Archdiocese of Newark purchased the building, and it made it the Essex Catholic Boys High School.
Yeah,
you know, for decades.
Shout out to my friend
and
Anthony.
And then,
Pope,
unfortunately, after the 1967 riots, you know, their census started decreasing. A lot of families, you know, chose not to have their sons come here.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
And then after that, in the late 70s, early 80s, it was purchased by a real estate company and converted to healthcare.
I have to take a picture. I go out and I see the beautiful architecture in the ceilings. You know, I mean, it's like nothing else on our building in downtown. We were talking with Frankie V.
And it was all Italian craftsmen that built it.
Hello, thank you, Mr. Gonzalez, for saying that because we appreciate it. By the way, in Newark as well. Thank you for remembering that because as a child, I remember, I was in high school when the Newark riots went down. And we just thought that was the end of it. We thought, well, oh, my gosh, the hometown where my grandparents came. You know, we all went up to Bloomfield Avenue, you know, and yet we saw Newark burning down. Yet they have recovered in such a fashion in this city. And the Broadway House for Continuing Care leads the way. You are here, and you stay here. And I've talked about it over and over again. And as you listen to Joe on the radio, again, it's not as everybody in my business, they always do something for publicity, whatever. I was enlightened by men and women who work so hard in this city particularly, which enlightened me to give to all other at-risk communities around the country. Tell us about HIV/AIDS, for example. Oh, that's still a problem? It is still a problem, correct?
It still is a problem. Clearly, the medications and the treatments are, you know, have advanced so that many of our residents here are living longer, you know. But they also have some medical complex issues that we have to address at the same time. Mm. So my terrific staff here work on their, you know, drug addiction issues, their behavioral health issues, and in terms of prolonging their lives as long as they can live and making them safe and secure and hopefully get them back into the community again.
And a lot of these folks aren't able to go anywhere else. You take them in at Broadway House.
Some will stay here for a few weeks, but some have been here for years.
Wow.
Yes, yes.
God bless you. And the staff is spectacular.
It is.
And see, the French toast, I get the best French toast when I come here with C, you know. You know what, James, I have to tell you, I'm just in awe of folks like yourself who actually, you know, lead the path, blaze the path.
Well, thank you for that, Joe. And, you know, I just want to say one last thing is that, you know, the world is kind of upside down right now.
Yes, sir.
It seems like there's dark forces, you know, surrounding us and everywhere we're moving from. So behind you is a bag. If you want to reach for that bag or someone can pull that out for me.
Sure. A red and green bag.
All right. Great. Okay. So open.
Thank you, Al. Very Christmassy. Should I open this?
It's in there. Open the. There's a little box in there. Okay. Pull that out. I'm gonna believe you're gonna find the answer there.
Wait,
okay.
It's Baby Yoda. Is that right? Yes. Go ahead.
But he has a special Baby Yoda.
Yeah. It just. Wow. Look at this.
May the force be with you, Joe, and the rest of us. Merry Christmas.
I love it. This is so great. This is great. Thank you.
And we have one for all the team members on in front of you.
Oh, okay. I love this. This is the hottest Christmas gift of all. We have to guard this with our lives, you know? All right, you're right. Hey, thank you, James. Thank you. And to everybody, the girls at the Broadway House for continuing care, thank you. And we'll take a look around and say hi to everybody. But God bless you for doing God's work.
Thank you so much for coming again.
We are honored. We are honored to be here. Frankie Volpe, thank you for bringing us here. It's just all that we are about as human beings. And it's emanating today from the hometown of Mom and Dad and my grandparents. When they came from Italy, couldn't speak a word of English. Where did they come? Newark, New Jersey, baby. That's right. And here we are at the Broadway House for continuing care. James Gonzalez, thank you, and God bless you.
Thank you so much.
Merry Christmas, my friend. Hey, we're going to come back in a second. Joe Piscopo on AM 970, The Answer.
In times of fear, World Vision is there for the most vulnerable. For the last 70 years, we've been standing with kids and families through natural disasters, war, and disease, delivering life-saving aid and helping rebuild lives. And with every act of courage, faith, and love, we do more than just stop the spread of fear. We replace it with hope. Learn more at worldvision.org.
It can happen easily. A few drinks become a few too many. It's time to go, and you think of calling for a ride home. Nah, what's the worst that can happen? You get pulled over, you lose your license, you total your car, you kill someone. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
AM 970 listeners, Steve Adubato here. Check out our show One-on-One every night for my conversations with leaders and experts from business, sports, politics, and the arts.
Retire and do what? It's great. I don't want to stop.
I'm an equal American just like you are.
And guess where my trailer was? A block away from my apartment. It couldn't have been better.
So catch One-on-One with me, Steve Adubato, weeknights on 13WNET and NJPBS, and online at steveadubato.org.
Eye on Real Estate, New York's longest-running show on real estate, answers everyone's questions from California to across the Atlantic in London.
It's actually Gateshead, a little bit away from London. I've been a huge fan of yours for many a year.
Dottie Herman and her expert team will help you through the ins and outs of property ownership.
We have great listeners, a great audience, and a great team of professionals.
Call 866-970-9622 with your question Saturday morning at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Out with that. Hey, Joe on the radio, how are you? I'm looking at my my baby Yoda. I know we got a break, guys. We're running late, but we're going to tell you about the Invite Health for a second. I love this, James. Thank you. This is great. The baby Yoda, I'm liking this now. Look at this. Thank you. Wow. And then it talks too. I understand, huh? Yeah. Yeah. We're going to see. Let me see. We'll play with this in a second. It's not that I have any kids or anything. Yeah, I know. Hey, let me tell you about Blue Granite TX. Blue Granite TX is something that I actually take because it helps build up, again, my immune system loaded with antioxidants and polyphenols and from blueberries and pomegranates. You know how healthy that is? And Blue Granite TX, it's got a nice little kick to it, but you could put it into any of your favorite beverage, right? And right now, you can buy one bottle of Blue Granite TX at suggested retail. You get the second bottle for free. You double up, that's four bottles. You get free shipping, please. 800-694-2345. 800-694-2345 for Blue Granite TX. Don't forget to ask about the other herbal tinctures. See that little word? We learned that. That like Tranquil TX or Green Tea TX. For more information and fun ways to give your nutrition a boost, this is Invite Health. This is the best. It's 800-694-2345. Invite Health. Get healthy. Stay healthy. Joe Lundberg. Good morning, Joey. How you doing this morning, my friend?
I'm doing great this morning. How are you today?
We're great. We're speaking to you from beautiful Newark, New Jersey at the beautiful Broadway House for Continuing Care and getting to see all the good things that are happening. You know, with all the crazy news, it's nice to be able to portray something that's very, very positive, helping people in need. And weather-wise, a good day. Pretty warm out there, Joey. Come on. Give it to me.
Yeah, warm? It's gonna get mild. About 54 are expected high with some sunshine, then increasing clouds. Might be a shower toward evening, but I don't think it's anything serious. And then tomorrow, even milder, 63. That's the record for the day. And still upper 50s to near 60 on Friday. We do have some rain to start the weekend. Saturday, then it dries out with some sunshine and a little chillier on Sunday.
That's the man. I know he'll be on that bike all over. He'll be on that.
You betcha. So, you betcha.
Thank you, Joey. Joe Lundberg right there. He is the guy. Hey, Joe on the radio, you know, we got a great show for you. And everybody's faces. You know, you can't make it up, but we got this. I swear to goodness gracious, we got this. Stephen Moore, top of the hour. Joe Piscopo Show, resident scholar of economics. What's going on with inflation? Forget about it. Kristen Calandra. I keep telling you about Calandra's Bakery. You're going to hear about it from Kristen. Yep, Michael Goodwin as well. And we got some docs coming right back to you.
News, opinion. Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.